Well, welcome back to another episode, Providence Baptist Church. I'm excited to come to you this week, and it has been such a fun week here at the church. A lot of things going on. It's good to recover from snowpocalypse and then get back into the normal routine of church, and so I'm excited about that and just getting back into the normal flow of everything. It's just been kind of great. This past week has been awesome. Wednesday night was fantastic. We had a great turnout with our after-school kiddos. We also had a great turnout for our prayer meeting. And so that was a good time to kind of be here, to engage with one another, and kind of just talk through some different things that God has going on here at Providence. And so, you know, there's just so much that we could talk about and get into on that. And maybe there'll be a day where we jump into some of these aspects of spiritual warfare like we've been talking about. But, you know, for the past couple of weeks, we've kind of been focusing on understanding a little bit more of us as a church and how we can kind of continue to grow and become the stewards of what God's given us in our community. And so today is important for that as we kind of tie a bow on some of the things we've been talking about. But before we get into it too much, let me just kind of give you a couple reminders of some things that are happening. Don't forget Sunday here, 10 o'clock and 11, it'd be great to have you. Back to a normal service. Last week we had our Baptist men and what a great time here in testimony about all that God has done. And just because that's a great reminder for us of how as a church we can come along guys and support them and kind of help them grow in their relationship with God and with one another. But one of the other things that kind of happened too is we saw a lot of positive response of just how a lot of men are just kind of saying, hey man, I want to step up, I want to move forward. And so that's always a great sign. It's always a great thing. But we're back to kind of a normal service this week, back in the book of Mark this week. So encourage you to be here for that. And then, you know, we do have a couple things coming up that I think are important to keep note of. First off is here in February, close to Valentine's Day, we have our Baptist Women's Day. And this is a great time too, where we have our Baptist Men's Day talking about being on mission. And this is also a great time to hear about how our women are on mission here at the church as well. So I would encourage you, be here for that. It's going to be a great Sunday. Also on that day, we've got our senior adult Valentine's banquet that the youth are hosting. And our youth do such a great job of hosting these various events for our senior adults. So you want to make sure that you're here and check that out because it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of fun there, tons of games, tons of exciting stuff. So I always want to encourage you, be here and plug into that as well. And then another thing that's kind of coming up that's down the pipe that I really want to encourage you get signed up on early. And that is our parent conference in April. In April 4th and 5th, we are going to be having our first ever parent conference. And I'm excited about this parent conference because I think it's going to be pretty fantastic. We got some door prizes that we're working on. We're working on childcare right now. And it does cost $25 to do. But really, that's a drop in the bucket to what you're going to be experiencing. This is just a great time where we can fellowship together with one another through food, where we can have some times where we can talk through and discuss several things that God is leading us. But really more than that, just for parents in our church, it's a way for you to kind of engage your children and help understand their heart and how you can lead their heart into a loving relationship with Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, just be here. It's going to be a great time to be together and just to talk about all the good things that God is doing through the families and through the lives of people here at Providence. So with all that, that's just kind of a couple things coming down the pipe. Always want to encourage you of, but we do have a little bit of coffee with us today. And I did notice last week I recorded a podcast and I noticed that for whatever reason, there are times when I'm talking that I don't take, let's see, what's a good way to describe it? Encouraged breaths. In other words, there's some moments where I went back and I listened to last week's podcast and I was like, golly, I feel like I sound like I'm out of breath all the time. Like I just can't seem to catch my breath ever. Part of that I think is because I talk really, really fast in these things and it's hard to remind myself to slow down and to also just take moments of catching my breath. But we're working on that. I'm trying to figure out a way to make it where that's not as pronounced and you just kind of hear me talking instead of hearing me breathing. So just deal with it. I guess I don't really know what to tell you on that one. But if you are listening and you're regularly listening, man, thank you so much. If it's kind of your first intro into this, go back and check out some of the other ones. It's always fun to see where we're at, where we're going. And God lays a lot of things in my heart that I get to talk about through these moments that I don't get to talk about on Sundays or Wednesdays. And so this is a great time to interact with not just God's word, but just with one another. And as always, if you have any topics or questions, if you've got any comments, if there's something that's on your heart that you would love for me to kind of open up and talk about, please reach out to me. I would love to answer anything that I can. At the beginning, we kind of had a lot of people hammering in some things. We've been trying to hit those where we can. And lately, it's just like, oh, well, you know, we'll get to it, but by all means do reach out, because it's always a great time to talk about some things. And, I always want to encourage you in that, but we do have some coffee with us today. It's nothing special, just something I brewed here at the church. And honestly, it's warm, it's brown, it's dark, it's bitter, it's good. So let's take a sip and let's get into it. For the past couple of weeks, we've been looking at the purpose statement of Providence, and we've been looking at the different aspects of that from kind of the why, in that we do all of these things to glorify God. So in everything that we do as a church, in everything that we strive to do as a church, we're doing those things in order that God might receive greater glory in everything. And then last week we talked about the who surrounding this statement, and that all centers on Jesus Christ. Now, there are moments where people might think, well, that's kind of overly spiritual, or that's kind of generic, or, yeah, of course, Charles, like we should be thinking about Jesus, but you don't realize how quickly within our world that we can implicitly look away from the cross throughout the day, and we can look to our own self and our own devices and our own abilities to accomplish different tasks and different works. So I always think that it's important that we remind ourselves of the who of all of this, because the who is not you and I. We don't do this for our name or our renown. We don't do this for our legacy or to leave some sort of mark. But the reality is we do all of this because of what Jesus Christ has done in our life that we couldn't accomplish for ourselves. And so this is a big piece of the who. It's not simply trying to create a statement that gives us some sort of banner cry that we can go out and look at, but it's also kind of a clear reminder to us every single week and every single day that we do all of this so that we can see people build relationships with Jesus, that we meet on Sundays so that we can see people build relationships with Jesus. We meet together on Wednesdays so that we can open God's word and help people meet Jesus. We do after school because it's really our desire to see kids meet Jesus. And I think more than that, it's our desire to see families embrace Christ and understand how Christ fits within their family dynamic. That's actually a lot easier said than done. And I think that there are times where people would love to be able to just hit like a big reset button and say, well, this is what we're going to do starting now. But that's not always that easy. And so one of the things that we strive to do is say, well, then how can we help people continue to build relationships with Jesus on a regular basis? And that's really where we get into more of this practical approach of that, where the why would be to glorify God and the who would be centering around Jesus. I don't really have like another W for alliteration's sake, but I do have just the idea of the purpose or the practical of how we manage to do these things. So maybe the how. So we'll just call it that. How do we do this? How do we help people build relationships with Christ? Well, within that statement, we've made two mentions of how we aim to do that. And that statement is simply this: to glorify God, which is what we talk about, the why, by building relationships with Jesus, and that's the who, sharing his love, all right, and this is where the how starts, by reaching into our church and reaching out to our community. So there's really two ways that we aim to do the how. And I usually just tag it simply as reaching in and reaching out. And as a church, I think that's really what our goal is and what we're striving to do. When we think about the future, what does the next 5 years hold for Providence? We're thinking about the aspect of discipleship within the church and outreach within the community. So let's talk real quick about like reaching in and what does that look like? Another Christianese way to say that is through intentional discipleship. We want to make sure that people are growing deeply in their relationship with Christ. And just this week, I got an update from one of our women's Bible studies that's meeting throughout the week, every other week. And just hearing the good things about how ladies are coming together and they're fellowshipping together, but they are dedicating that intentional hour of spending time in the Word together. And I thought, man, how important. And you may not realize we also have another ladies study that goes on online that's been going on for a few months now. And that's kind of their goal too, is working through aspects of Bible studies and scripture to help better understand that relationship that they have between being a mom and being a believer and how all that works. And so these things are all kind of running in the background that you may not even know about at times. And one of the things that we're looking to kick off here in a couple weeks again too, and I finally got an okay from my boss slash my wife to kind of pursue this, is we're hoping to start our men's morning Bible studies back here in a couple of weeks. And so that's going to be a unique time because it's really early in the morning. Like, we meet pretty early, but this past summer we went through the book of Jonah, and it was just a really good, captivating time to look at Jonah through culture and to look at Jonah through the Word and to apply different aspects of that to our life. And we got to interact with it and with one another. So we're hoping to do that again this year for our men's study in the book of Daniel. And I want to encourage you to be here for that. But man, I mean, when we think about reaching into our church, there are so many things that come to mind. But the reality is we recognize that there is a need that exists within the people of our church to grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus. And one of the things that we always ask is, you know, we want you to end up being the primary disciple maker in your home. Like, we want families to be the ones making disciples within the home and really helping grow discipleship within the home. So we're always looking for that and striving for that. But in order for that to happen, we as a church have to make sure that we are being about the business of helping people grow in that confidence. If I looked at some people today and just kind of threw them a Bible and said, hey, listen, I'm not going to preach on Sundays anymore. It's now time for you to do the primary proclamation of the gospel in your home. Good luck. Many of them might look at me and go, you're crazy. I don't even know where to start. And that's really kind of what we think about, or the kind of the bare bones I think about when I think of reaching in. If I was asked right now to take my family through something without any sort of understanding of what that could look like or context of how to do that, I might freak out a little bit and I might not have the confidence to share completely with them what they need to understand God's word and understand the relationship with Jesus. So one of the things that we are always striving to do and we think about regularly is, how do we create periods and moments of intentional Christian discipleship where we're not just telling people about Jesus, but we're teaching people about Jesus and we're teaching them about how he works within their daily life. that's where all the other aspect of that too comes in, where Sunday mornings, we're not just saying, well, how does this apply to my life? But we're saying, how does this adjust and shift the way that I think about the world around me? And that's important. I mean, the way that the world operates is at times so counterintuitive to the way that the gospel is. And so we have to make sure that we are always looking at what we're reading and absorbing and asking that question, how does this look in God's world? Because this is still God's world. Everything that we see, everything that we are involved in, this is still God's world. People that are lost and trapped in sin, those are still people that God yearns for. And so we must begin to consider those things when looking at Scripture and really about the way in which we reach in to one another. So that really is that first aspect of, you know, we share the love of Christ. And we build on the relationship of Christ first by reaching into our church, by making sure that we provide and give opportunities for people to grow deeper in their relationship with Jesus. The second piece that we see there is the piece within that statement where, as we are reaching into our church, we also simultaneously want to be reaching out into our community. And this is really a big thing for me. This is at the heart of really what I love to do all the time. And when I consider the aspect of reaching out, many times we consider reaching out to be something that has to be done off the campus of our church. But yet we don't realize how important even things can be in reaching out to people, how at times there are ways that we can even invite them into our space and give them opportunities here. And so I'm going to go through kind of some examples of different things that I feel like are important for community outreach and also community involvement and support. When we think of community outreach, a lot of times we think of like an event that has to be planned. And this event is something that we do and we host, and or we go into a neighborhood, we go into something, and that's how we consider all of our outreach. And mission is usually something that you do where you're doing mission work in town or in state and county or even out of the country, you know, different things like that. But one of the things that we did, even at my last church that I served at, is we saw that within our community, there was a need for a space such as ours. And this was actually a pretty big deal because, you know, one of the things that we don't think about is there are organizations and groups that meet all over our community, and sometimes they desperately need space to meet. And so one of the things that we did was we hosted a homeschool group at my last church. And that was something very simple. It was like one day a week. And but it was really important because what we recognized was this is a group, a Christian-based group that wanted to be able to meet, and they needed the facility to meet so they could do furthering education of their kids and of the kids of the community. And this was just a simple way for us to be there because honestly, minus Sundays and Wednesdays, the campus itself was not used extensively. So there was a lot of days where it was just quiet and dead and nothing really going on. This was a great way to see our space come alive with vibrant learning and Christ honoring character. And so it was always fun to kind of have those days and to see those there. The other thing that we would do is there would be various organizations like we had HOAs that needed to meet, and they would reserve the fellowship hall so they could do like their annual meetings or their quarterly meetings and just different things like that. But you don't think about that being outreach until you recognize that what you did there was you created a opportunity for a organization in your community to meet. And that was hugely important for what we were trying to accomplish. And so I always want to encourage people in that sometimes outreach isn't always the going and doing and the planning, but sometimes outreach is simply, hey, yeah, we would love to host you, or we would love to do this for you as just kind of a way to say, you know, we support you here in the community. And then there are other aspects of outreach that we already do. Like I said, we partner with Shawboro Elementary where we can, supporting our teachers and trying to provide ways for them to grow. And we have other community events that we hope to sponsor and see happen. And we're always looking for new areas to make that work. In fact, it's been such a big deal for me that one of the things that I pushed for this year was the formation of an outreach and missions team whose responsibility is to look for and create opportunities for us to have just ministry happen. And so those are things that we're going to continue to work on every day, every week, every year, just finding more and more opportunities to take our people and to put them in places and put them in scenarios and opportunities where we can see the love of God manifest within our community. And then it's not about capitalizing on it so much as it is just making sure that people know that Providence is a place where they can go and they can feel warm, welcomed, and loved. And so that's really our desire, I think, in all those ways. Because when you think about the idea of reaching in to grow your church and reaching to grow your church spiritually and reaching out to impact your community for the Jesus that you say you love, that's huge. That shows people that the church in and of itself is not a social club, or it's not a place where you have to pay your membership dues and get in. But the reality is that church is a place where people are welcome to attend, that people are welcomed in, and even no matter what situations they've gone through in life, they have the ability and the opportunity to accept the grace and the mercy of God through Christ, because we want to be able to share that with them. We want to be able to teach that with them. We want to share with them about Jesus, and we want to show them Jesus, and we want to love them to Jesus Christ in everything that we do. Our community is going to continue to grow over the next 5 to 10 years, and we're going to see that growth exponentially and numerically. And so as we see those things happen, we must always have in the back of our mind that every person needs an opportunity to find a church that they can go to that will welcome them and that will love on them and that will just encourage them to get deeper into that relationship and deeper into that walk with Christ. My goal is not that we are a skimming the surface type church, but my goal is that we always look for the deeper things. We always strive to pursue the deeper things and to challenge ourselves spiritually. And I'll be honest, even as a pastor, there are times where I have to challenge myself in the same way that I challenge you guys, because I feel like that's important. I feel like if I'm not challenging myself and if I'm not placing myself into those situations where I am pursuing Christ in all things, that I'm going to get stagnant in my walk and in my faith, and I'm not going to go deeper. So I know that that's a lot to kind of take in, and really we're kind of even not, I don't think we're even jumping into it, but just a smidgen. But it gives a little more insight into how that has been crafted, how that purpose statement for our church has been crafted, and also gives insight into where we're going to go in the future. One of the things I'm praying about right now, and we'll be hopefully talking about here in the coming months, is the creation of a team that can help strategize vision over the next 5 years and what that looks like for us, to give us kind of a game plan to move forward with and to really pursue. I know that this is something that God's laid on my heart, and it's something that He has placed opportunities and training in front of me to be able to navigate these waters and figure out how to do that. And so I'm super thrilled about what this might mean for us in the future of Providence. And I know that this means that we are on the right track to doing something amazing. So with all that being said, let me just encourage you in this. Be thinking about how you can grow personally this week. And maybe there's something that you need a little help with, and I can help you in that. By all means, reach out to me. I would love it. If it's finding you a resource, if it's kind of pointing you where to start, you know, whatever that looks like, reach out to me. I'd love to help you out on that. And then the other aspect of that too is begin to think outwardly. when you encounter people throughout this week, throughout this weekend, and even in next week, when you see people at school or at work, or just at the grocery store, or people even on Facebook or your social media interactions, kind of whatever that is, always be thinking out and be thinking, I'm going to invite that person to come with me. Church is always better done when we can do it as a family together and as a community. It's not fun done in isolation. So always be reaching out and grabbing people to come with you, grabbing people to come in with you, grabbing people to be here, because we want people to worship together. We want people to grow together. We want people to learn to love Christ together. So Providence family, I hope that you have a great week, and I really hope that you are encouraged by these. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or topics that you would love for me to bring up, you can always email me, charles@pbcshawbro.com, and I would love to just answer those as best I can. So Providence family, it's been real. It's been fun. Enjoy that last sip of coffee, and we will talk to you soon.